Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm doing great.
Good.
As always, we have an exciting show to present to you, but we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders, pain and non-pain disorders, can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery.
Anything.
And by that, we mean after a while, you will not need our treatment either. If you follow our diet and nutrition recommendations and keep a, you know, relatively stress-free life, which is not very easy. So that's why our patients come back for occasional tune-ups like you would tune up your car.
So basically, if you were healthy and you came down with some symptoms, doesn't matter what kind of diagnosis the Western doctor gave you. It really doesn't matter. The cause of blockage of circulation that contains this healing energy. Mm-hmm. So once we clear the blockage, it can be anything. Dr. Elaine cured her dog, her husband's dog. She was dying from digestive system, also atrophy of the muscle and the face and the head.
Yeah, she had it was a very, very rare diagnosis, and it just happened all of a sudden.
Rare diagnosis, you can call it anything.
Well,
rare disease.
Rare disease, right.
Yeah.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Before we get to our guest today, I want to recap who we had with us last week. We had Jerry with us from Florida, Naples, Florida. He was diagnosed with throat cancer a few years back, and he went through chemotherapy. And his infection developed in his port, and he was in the ICU for 11 days. 8.5 months on a feeding tube. He couldn't drink water from his mouth. He got neuropathy from the chemotherapy. He couldn't taste anything. He was basically miserable.
He's basically all the structure around the mouth, the tongue, and the throat was cooked.
Right, cooked. So, basically. All his teeth.
No saliva.
Right,
nothing.
No saliva. All his teeth broke off at his gum line. He came to see Dr. Tong, and from Naples in Florida, he heard us on the radio, and he flew back the next week to see him again.
Yeah, that means he was getting better.
Now, so he's been seeing us for a couple years now, I think.
But only a couple of times a year.
Right, he comes twice a year,
yeah.
And he'll be here for a week or two at a time. But he can eat now, he has saliva. He can taste. His tongue looks normal now, which is amazing to me. We need to take more pictures, Dr. Tong.
He has saliva, yeah.
Yeah, we don't take enough pictures because it's hard to explain His tongue was red and it looked raw, and now it looks pink and normal.
And he eats In-N-Out hamburgers.
Right. I mean, he can enjoy life again. He can enjoy food. I mean, he couldn't eat.
No pain.
He could not eat for 8.5 months. And I forget, and we forget.
Actually, more than that, because after he went home, he couldn't swallow anything.
Right, right.
Yeah,
even
for
then.
Like 2 years or whatever.
Right, for two years before he came to see us.
A lot of pain.
A lot of pain. So he's doing much, much better. His neuropathy that developed in his legs now are only in his feet, and that is even improving. So very incredible story. We also had with us Charles from San Gabriel. He's a retired chemical engineer, and he has been running marathons for 30 years. And he's noticed that his legs take much longer to recover now. He has stiff knees and radiation of pain and discomfort in his knees to his legs. After his first treatment, he was able to run, I think, about 5 miles, and the stiffness and soreness was much less. We saw him again last week, and he's doing much better. Knee pain is basically gone. His flexibility is better. And his eyesight has also improved.
Yes, after the first treatment.
Right. And that actually has to do with the tendons and the liver, because his tendons are tight. So we treat the tendons and the liver, and which also treats his eyesight, because the liver controls the eyes.
So in other words, it doesn't matter what you have. We just restore the circulation that contain the life, that give us the life.
Right, right. So it's a very simple explanation. Actually, usually the simplest explanation is the correct answer.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Salita. Welcome, Salita.
Hi, Salita.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today. You know, actually, Salita and her husband just flew back to Las Vegas this morning.
And they're both physicians.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. Smart physicians.
Okay, so give us a little background, how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Actually, Dr. Qureshi from the Desert Spring Hospital, he's a director here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a year ago when my husband was diagnosed, his wife does holistic medicine in Arizona, and we talked to her, and she sent us an email telling us to contact Dragon Herbs.
Okay.
And we never did. So finally we did contact with them this year, and just now, and then the Dragon Herbs referred us to Dr. Tong.
Oh.
Okay, what's the diagnosis?
What's the diagnosis, first of all?
His diagnosis is lung cancer with stage 4B, with mets to the brain, bones, liver.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had a lot of fluid at the time of diagnosis. Both his lungs were full of fluid.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side, 3.5 liters was drained at the hospital last year. He was diagnosed on Thanksgiving last year.
Okay.
So it's been exactly 1 year.
1 year, okay. So this past year, what have you guys done for him?
He was put on radiation for, I think, 6 weeks, 15 sessions for the brain.
Okay.
And then they put him on a pill called Tarceva, which is an oral chemo medication.
Okay.
And that medicine made him very sick. Within 4 months, he was, like, not moving, throwing up. Very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I told a friend of mine, and she told me about a doctor, Mark Circus, in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to do his medication regimen, which is just a lot of holistic, natural medication.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of subsided the side effects until he started to come back with the symptoms after 1 year. He started to lose appetite, throw up again, became weak, and coughing again. And even those were not working. So then when we went to Dr. Tong, he did the injections.
Mm-hmm.
The saline, and that really made him feel better. The next day, he was eating, he was feeling better, he was using the bathroom less, he slept most of the night.
Wow.
He was feeling more energy.
That was just one.
Oh,
one,
he's only had one treatment,
one
correct?
Treatment.
One treatment made a big change.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so happy to hear that, Salita. Because,
Salita, remember what I told you about cancer? Remember I told you about that you cannot die from cancer if you do it right? Even if all spread all over, it doesn't matter. You just make the whole body.
Well,
Yes.
Improve the circulation to the whole body.
Right.
Yes.
The best thing about him is that his appetite came back.
Yes, that's very good.
His appetite came back full. He ate the whole day.
Yeah.
In fact, just now he was eating fruits from his sister's garden.
Very good.
Okay.
And sleeping better, you said? Sleeping better?
He's sleeping better. In fact, I slept better after I met with Dr. Tong. I had not been sleeping. After he made my mind at peace, I felt like, oh, now I can rest.
Wonderful.
Because my explanation of how we treat your husband makes sense.
Yes.
And makes sense.
We,
that's right.
We produce
makes
results
sense. Yeah.
right away.
May I ask you what kind of physician you are, Salida?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Oh, you're a psychiatrist.
I see both children and adults. I'm a child psychiatrist.
Oh, okay.
But you are very smart, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No kidding. You see that the chemo was hurting him rather than helping him.
So you
make the decision to really push for this one and stop the other one.
So you stopped the chemo, correct?
Yes, right away.
Yeah.
When Dr. Tong said, forget it, we said, okay, forget it.
Otherwise, you
so
killed him.
I'm so happy to get rid of it.
Exactly. You see, and what I gave him is just a couple of CC anesthetics, and the rest
That's
is saline.
Right.
The rest is saline.
Yes.
But we put the life back in him, and we balance him.
And we drove all the way from Orange County, Anaheim, all the way to Valley.
He drove?
Chatsworth, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And visited his brother and sister and then came back last night.
Okay. No kidding.
Okay, don't overdo it, though. Okay.
Yeah, don't overdo it, okay? Really, because you need that chi.
You need the chi to he needs it to restore his health.
Yeah.
He's feeling good, so he's overdoing it.
We were so impressed with Dr. Elaine as well.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe how she works on her medications, how she finds which one will work. That's amazing.
Thank you. That's all news
for us. Yeah.
And another thing is that you guys were taking 30 to 60 some different things.
60,
different.
More than that. Yeah.
A lot of too much.
You need just a feel.
And he hasn't taken anything since you saw him.
Yeah.
And still doing well.
Yeah. Well, next time you come
he's
in.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next time you come in, we'd like you to bring everything in. I want to test everything so we can see exactly what he needs because I think some of the stuff he was taking was definitely helping him, but you don't need all of that. It was way too much.
No.
It's overloading his body. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say something too. Before the treatment, he could hardly get up by himself. You have to help him to get up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
what happened after the treatment?
He got up by himself.
Yeah. Yes. And he drove.
He got out of the tail.
And he drove all over the places to see all the family.
Yes.
Just please have him not overdo it. Make sure he rests, and gets plenty of rest because that will help his body to restore and heal itself. Because we still have a lot of work to do.
Because he got cancer all over.
Yeah.
So
stage four is very, I mean, it's
underestimate.
Not, don't underestimate it. I mean, we have a lot of work to do, but.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know. We are going to come on Tuesday. We already made
wonderful.
The appointment.
Yeah.
Great. You need the chi. So you need to rest as much as you can and be happy and balance.
And eat the correct food.
And balance.
Yes. And the whole family wants to see you now. Everybody wants to see you, including myself.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you need it too because it's very stressful for you, Salida. Yes.
But you see, once you understand that he will not die from cancer, you know how much better you just feel. You just can't sleep.
Yes.
Shall we talk to him now, then?
Relief.
Yeah, let's talk to Khalif.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Khalif.
Hi, Khalif.
Yeah. Hmm? Listen, so how many times you had to get up to go to the bathroom yesterday?
The night before, I got up only 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I got up like 5 times. But I was more than that. I mean, I used to be, like 8 to 10 times.
Okay.
Oh, but 5 times is still too much. So
so
next time after we treat you, you get less and less, okay? Because when your kidney gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel now? How do you feel compared to before? Tell us all the improvements.
Yeah, I'm feeling very good. Definitely I have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
The pain in the shoulder is still there, but it's not as bad as it was before.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And there's no other pain. And actually, I'm just walking right now, but it looks like that I'm walking better than before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll get better with each treatment because we put more life. And next time you come in, most likely Dr. Elaine will treat you and just tell us exactly what bothers you the most. Write it down so you don't forget because you drive all the way from Las Vegas, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, tell us, what kind of physician are you, Khalif?
I'm a family physician.
Oh, okay. So same as me. Okay, wonderful.
Yes, same as you.
Wonderful. So we were telling Salita you need to take it easy. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So how's your appetite?
Appetite is very good, actually.
Okay.
Yesterday, I cheated yesterday.
Okay.
Already? Already? We advise you not to.
I got up and we went downstairs and I ordered pancakes. The waffles, you know.
Okay.
Waffles.
But it's because your appetite is back. He's wanting that. Yeah.
Yes. But, right.
We would advise you to cut down on the sweets for now.
Yeah, minimize.
Sure. Yeah,
minimize
it.
Minimize. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
The reason. Yeah. The reason is okay. Cancer cell. Were normal cells, but the circulation's down, so there's not enough oxygen. And this to get energy, this normal cell start fermenting sugar. So the more sugar you put in your system,
the more you're feeding the cancer.
Yes. Okay, and all the oncologists. Did anybody ever told you this before we did?
They don't
tell you that. Yeah, I know they don't tell you that.
Cancer is a state of poisoning, too much toxin. So you need to detoxify, you need to get rid of toxin, you need to improve oxygenation, not giving the body the most toxic of all poison, chemotherapy. And the Cancer Society is not going to want to learn this because it's $60,000 that the insurance will pay for one treatment.
They make a lot of money off the chemo. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, that's true. You know, my Tarceva, which is one pill, the copay for that was $2,400 per month.
Are you kidding?
For one pill?
One pill a day. But actually, you know,
one pill a day. Oh, okay.
For 30 pills, $2,400 copay. But I didn't have to pay because, you know, I'm physicians, a lot of oncologists and all that.
They waive it.
Giving me the samples. No, they give the, start giving the samples
they
and
give
stuff
samples.
Like that. You know?
But still.
For the whole year, I didn't even actually buy one time, you know. I mean, and I still have 3 more months.
But still, that's ridiculous.
This is criminal. You know why? They use death. No ignorance. People are so afraid.
They scare you.
So what did I tell you about whether you're going to die from cancer or not before the treatment, okay? Khalid, tell the truth. What did I tell you? So what did I tell you, okay? Don't laugh.
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
That was very good because you said that, you know, you're not going to die from cancer. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's very encouraging because, you know, we all have to go. We all come to this world and we all go. But, you know, the cancer is so scary thing for most people.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I'm not scared, but I think that, you know, for most people, 99% of the people, they hear the word cancer and say, oh, my God, you know, that's it, you know.
Yes.
But it's definitely for somebody to say with that confidence that, look, you're not going to die from cancer. It takes a lot of, you know, courage and also the thing to... Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Did I sound like I was lying?
No.
Well,
no.
The thing is, you guys have taken a good route too and gone to holistic and stopped the conventional medicine right away when you realized that it was making you worse. And that's why, because some people that come in, you know, stage 4, you know, sometimes they're too late to help.
Yeah.
So I don't want our
you
listeners
to
think.
You still have a big battle, okay? So be careful. No more waffles.
Yeah, no more
pancakes.
Can you wait a few months before you have the waffle
again?
Months.
Yeah, let us restore some of the circulation.
We still have a lot of work to do. So just, I'm
no kidding.
Because you feel so good, that's why.
Exactly. Yeah.
But,
yes,
yeah,
I do. That's
yeah,
right.
So wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, we're so happy that you're doing well.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it was really nice meeting you.
Yes.
Both of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we look forward to coming back to you, inshallah.
No? Yeah. Okay. We do have a few patients from Las Vegas, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, so we will see you soon, and then we'll follow up with you again soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Take care. Have a great weekend. Take it easy, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest today, Frank. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, how you guys? How you doing, everybody?
Good. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We've had Frank's mom with us before, Rita, but Frank is going to tell us his story today. Give us a little background of what you've been suffering from and how Dr. Tong's treatments have helped you.
Well, I've had some chest pains, some real severe chest pains. I've had swelling in the feet, ankles, legs, tired, real depressed, just not feeling good. I've ulcers and back pain, and ever since I've been taking it, and also it's helped me stay off the medication.
And how long have you had these problems for?
I've had it for some years.
Several
I'd
years.
Say all around maybe 8 to 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Actually, you were born with some
the
problems in the genitals. Yes.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's
yes.
part of so the hormone problem, your depression, and so forth. You know, I don't know if you can describe how you were the first time I saw you. You were kind of angry, hostile, depressed, and that
yes.
was yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most definitely, yes.
Yes.
And it's all worked. It's all helped with the with the injections and the acupuncture. It's all helped.
Yes.
I'm feeling energetic more. I'm even starting to jog a little bit. You know, lift weights a little bit still.
Yeah.
You know, before I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
But the most important thing is that you sound so much happier.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us some of the improvements, you know, if you can recount them.
Well, let's see. I have more energy. I'm more lifelike to be around. The attitude, the angers went away. I mean, improved, I'd say, a whole lot.
Uh-huh. Good. No. Yes. And how about the pain?
The pain and the swelling. How's that?
Yeah.
The swelling and the pain has gone down, I'd say, 50%.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't come regularly for treatment, correct? Because you're on Medicare, so you only come a couple times a month.
And also, I think you live very far away. Where are you from?
Yes. I'm from here in Norwalk, California, but I live in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, you live in Bakersfield, so that is
yes, it's a couple hours away.
Right.
And I was doing them, you know, back to back as much as I could just to get you know, a feel for it.
Right.
And, yeah, and let the medicine work.
Right.
And now I come once a month.
Wonderful.
But I'm happier. I'm running, dancing up, and you know, into the building to just go get my injection.
That's incredible. That's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you do before you came to see Dr. Tong? Your mom was talking. You went to see other doctors, but what did they suggest or recommend?
I felt like they were slowly killing me because they didn't know what was going on with me.
So they gave you medication, or
they give me medication. You know, they tell me there's nothing wrong with me, and this and that, and you know, when I knew there was something wrong, you know, I just knew I had to find the right doctor, and then I started giving up, and I didn't want to go to no more doctors, this and that, and my mom, she suggested, okay, just go to this one doctor. If you don't do, and if you feel the same about all the other doctors, then you don't go no more doctors.
Yeah.
Well, this was the doctor.
Luckily, I performed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's bad for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's given me, you know, like the doctor said, I've had born with some...
Hypospadia. That means the testes did not descend.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So
yes. And I wasn't... We'll call them little soldiers. I didn't have enough of them. They weren't, you know, getting to the uterus, and you know, and it took me a long time to have a baby. So now, since I've gotten injections, and he started putting them, you know, and started putting them in the other places now that I actually needed them. He thought I needed them. Now, my wife's three weeks pregnant.
Congratulations.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wonderful.
You didn't tell me that. That is incredible.
I was going to wait for this moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, join the club.
Wow.
Dr. Elaine is pregnant, too. So join the pregnancy club. Wow.
Yeah. I actually got treatment, too, before I got pregnant. You know, my husband and I had been trying for about a year. I was stressed out, too.
She was stressed out.
But I didn't get that many treatments. I only
working
got maybe...
Working for a very big boss.
Yeah,
I mean,
my boss is so bossy.
Is what it was. We were trying for 10 years.
Oh,
so, oh my goodness.
And so Dr. Tong, he decided, well, okay, well, I kind of explained to him what was going on. He goes, okay. Well, he goes, hold off. I'll put some injections right, you know, down there. He did it. I went home. And we, you know, got intimate and,
oh my God.
Wow. Come to find out before I left on this trip.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
She's a couple weeks pregnant.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
You know, fertility treatment are very expensive.
Oh yeah.
Not that I want to charge you that. Okay.
Not only are they expensive, sometimes they don't work.
They don't work. Okay. Yeah. If they work, the baby is not that healthy.
Not as healthy, yes.
Because
yeah, not
you did not fix the problem that enough circulation, okay, of the parents,
correct.
Okay, of the sperm or the uterus doesn't have enough circulation to support
the
embryo.
Yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, ooh, that's great news,
wow,
Frank.
This is a very
good
show.
Good job, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yes, wow. Congratulations. Yeah. He's helped.
Yeah.
I feel like he helped save my life.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
wonderful
well,
news. So
let
happy
me tell
for you,
you
guys.
The toughest thing is that in the beginning, you were very hostile. You were very unfriendly. It's not easy to treat you. But now, you know, you're just like a normal person, happy. And yeah. So
is this your first child together or you have other kids?
This is my first one in a long time.
Oh.
I'd say about 20 years.
20 years. Oh.
What do you mean? That you had a child before?
Yeah.
When he was
I had
younger.
One before.
Okay.
So, but you guys have been trying for 10 years, so
okay.
wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great news. Anyway, she needs to take care of herself and make sure she nurtures herself, too. So,
oh, yeah. She's on top of it.
Good.
Good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that wonderful
exactly.
news. We're so happy
Boy.
For you. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, he wanted to surprise you today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
All right, Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon, and good luck with everything.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Good
have
luck
a great
with
weekend.
You guys.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.